This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Welcome to Nirvana Sisters Podcast, where we take the intimidation out of well-being and beauty to help you achieve your highest state, your Nirvana. We are sisters-in-law and your hosts. I'm Amy Sherman.
And I'm Katie Chandler. So let's get into some real conversation. Welcome to the show, Nirvana Sisters family. It is Katie and Amy here. And today we are bringing you another Product Junkies. It's our first Product Junkies of February. And I think we have some fun products for you. So let's just dive right in. Amy, I'm going to kick it to you. What do you have today?
Diving right in for February. Well, I'm starting off with like kind of a tool that's not new, but it's new to me because I never used it before, really. So I got a eyelash curler, and it's funny because I had one literally for like probably 20 years that like sat in, you know, my makeup bag somewhere that I like used occasionally, and I could never use it right. And then when I was at Sephora, one of my many trips to Sephora, I found a new one. The brand is I can't see it. The brand is, I believe it's like on the thing and it's so hard to read. Tweezer Man? It's like an old school brand.
Yeah.
Tweezer Man. Yeah. And it's funny because when I was looking at them, I was like, oh, let me just grab a new one. Maybe my old one's just kind of like old and raggedy. So I got this one, and it's funny. There was two different ones, one for round eyes and one for almond shaped eyes. And I was like, I don't even know what kind of eye shape I have, but I'll try the almond shape. And this one's so much better. So my old one must have been more like, I noticed when I would use it, it like wouldn't like fit on my eye comfortably. I didn't even know there was like two different kinds of eyelash curlers. So this one's almond shape and it fits so much better. Like it just fits across my eye. Like see how the ends like lay, you know what I mean? My other one was like shorter and like more rounds for round eyes. So I was like, oh, that's why this one works better. So now I've been using it. I don't know if I just did that correctly, but I've been using it and it's made such a nice difference because it just lifts my eyelashes instead of them like down. They just like lift up a little bit. It gives it like a little facelift. So I've been using this and it makes my eyelashes look longer and I just like it. It like gives a little pop to the eyes. So kind of like an old school device, but new version of it. And then FYI, I looked up the difference between round eyes and almond shape eyes. Apparently round eyes are like if you can see the whites at the top and bottom of your eyes. So, you know, like some people have like very distinct round eyes. I was like, oh, so I guess I have almond shaped eyes. So anyway, this one lays much better on my face. So love it.
That's really interesting because I've never been able to use that tool myself, and it's for the exact reason why you described. Like it never laid properly and then it would like pinch. Yeah,
exactly. This one doesn't do that. So I'm telling you, get an almond shaped one. I just happened to notice it's like I was like, what's the difference between these two? And I saw one said round eyes, one said almond eyes. I'm like, oh, and this doesn't pinch. That's exactly what happened to me. So
that's revolutionary. Now everyone is gonna find their
breaking news around here. But you know, little optimization.
Yeah, that's a good utility tool. Okay. All right. Well, my first one, do you see how I look very glowy today?
Yes, you do look glowy.
So I'm using the Say Glowy Super Gel today. And what I did, I did my normal routine, obviously wash my face. I used some toner, my moisturizer, and then I mixed a couple pumps in with my tinted SPF. And
a couple of pumps of the Say with your tinted SPF.
And then just use a touch of, I mean, I didn't really want to put on a lot of makeup today. So I just have on a touch of concealer and a little bit of blush. But super glowy, no filter. I turned on all of my lights so that we could really see.
It looks amazing.
It's a great one. It's gorgeous. So it's their, Glowy Super Gel Illuminated Primed Dewy Skin is what it promises. And I agree that it does. And It was editorial list 2021 best clean highlighter. So you can use it as a highlighter too.
Yeah, I have that. I just never use it because I've never mixed it with anything, and that's a good idea. I think I've used it before. It's just like a base coat, but I never mixed it.
Right.
It's like a little
when hard I to, first got it, I was using yeah. it only as a highlighter, and it works for that. But this, like, my skin has felt really dry and matte lately from obviously the cold. So this is like really helping with the winter skin. Yeah. But it has vitamin C in it. It's anti-inflammatory from papaya seed oil. It has nourishing Rosa Canina fruit oil and squalane oil. So it does feel nice on the skin.
Yeah. Oh, nice. All right. I'm going to bust mine back out and try again. Is there a certain color
that
or is
it
just one
question.
Color?
They have two colors. There's Universal Champagne, which is the one I have, and then Warm Golden Bronze. So the Golden Bronze is definitely okay. tinted, kind of like those Drunk Elephant tint drops, you know? But
okay.
Who knows? It might be for more pigmented skin. That's what I'm guessing the Warm Golden Bronze one is. But this is nice.
Yeah.
It's very lightweight and, you know, it's just like brightens up your skin.
Yeah, it's really pretty. I think that's the color I have. I'm going to try it again. So you just mix it with your SPF
yeah.
as like the last step.
Like my skin looks very hydrated today, right?
It really does. It looks really glowy. It looks like when I see other people wear it, that's what it looks like. It just doesn't look like that.
You've got to
try it.
Try
it again.
Okay, what do you have next?
Love. Okay, well, I'll stick with eyes. I've been really into brown Ooh. Mascara lately. So this one is the YSL. It's just their brown. It's the YSL Lash Clash. And this one, I mean, it's their only brown one. I don't know if it has a specific name, but it's Lash Clash Brown. I have another brown mascara that I bought from Too Faced, I think, which I don't like as much because I don't see the brown. But this is good for just like a every day when you don't feel like wearing black. Sometimes black is too harsh and you just kind of want a natural little.
Yeah, I've been wanting to try that one specifically. Yeah, really I think good. I saw it on TikTok.
Yeah. First of all, yeah, the mascara is really good just in general. Like I would get this in black too, just because it's like a nice thick wand and it's.
Yeah.
It's like volumizing and really pretty, but I mean, I just put on brown without anything on without a mirror. So it's like hard to see, but sometimes I'll just put this on with nothing. And at least it's like something. Cause I have no, you know, my lashes are so blonde that if I wear nothing, I'm like, look like a psycho. So anyway, I put this on just by itself. But a lot of times what I do, is I'll do a black wash of mascara and
oh,
then
nice.
The brown.
Yeah.
So it's not as harsh. So that's been my favorite lately, just for like the day. One coat of black, one coat of brown, good to go. And it's just like a little bit of a softer
yeah.
look than the harsh black mascara. Or I'll just put on like two layers of brown. It just depends. But it's great. I love it. And I like the packaging. It's like thick and like feels good. You know, it's just like a good packaging too. It just like feels good to the hand. But it's really nice mascara. And when this when I'm done with this, I'll probably try the black too. It's very like volumizing.
It reminds me the brown. It's like a minky brown color. J-Lo, mm-hmm. I mean, years ago, like probably within 10 years, she was at an event, an awards event, and she had fake eyelashes that were like beautiful, soft mink brown. And it was stunning. And I've Ooh. Always tried to find something to kind of replicate that. And I feel like this would really do it. Yeah, it was
good.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It's true. Cause you know, sometimes black is so mm-hmm. harsh, you know, like I even, you know, I haven't been wearing any like fake eyelashes for a long time. Like all the ones I DIY. But I do have brown, fake eyelashes that I'll sometimes put on with the same brand that I do the black ones. Head Candy, I think is the brand. But they have brown ones. And sometimes like when I was doing my lashes a lot, which I haven't done, I'm like, I don't know, a long time. I would do the brown ones and it was like that same idea. It was like just a little bit more natural, more light. It didn't feel as heavy.
Pretty.
So yeah,
pretty.
I'm into it.
All right. Well,
yeah.
My next one, it very much complements my last one. And it is, you probably have seen it because it's gone viral recently. It's the One Size Pink Blurring Powder. Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah. I haven't tried it though, but I've like,
it is very, very cool. And it does exactly what it's claiming to. So it's a, It is, the brand is One Size. It's the Blurring Setting Powder, finely milled blurring powder for all day wear, 24-hour shine control, and a soft matte finish. It is available in multiple skin multiple shades for different skin tones, but the pink is really like gives you that like filter finish, like blurred effect. And I think it's great for when you're very dewy like this, because there's parts of your skin that you don't want dewy, even when you want the rest of it dewy, like the T-zone and then down by your laugh lines and under here. So it's amazing how much it really works. I need to get one of those like powder puff, like triangles. I think that's probably the best thing.
No, I think your brush is actually better. According to Erica. I think so. I think Erica Taylor goes for the brush, like just the tip and a light. Yeah, that's nice.
Okay,
that's
so beautiful. Now I'm like, I have glow. I could stand for a little more glow on my cheek with some actual highlighter, but it really.
Yeah, that really works nicely. And is it a loose color? It's loose, and right?
Like I don't see my laugh lines instantly. Right? Like they just disappeared. I wonder if I can get rid of this little smile line here. And, you know, it's like when you can see it in the mirror, it really, your pores disappear. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really nice. I have the pink powder that Erica Taylor always recommends, the Westman Atelier pink powder, but it's pressed. And I feel like it doesn't, I don't know. I want to try a loose powder. I feel like it might go on better. I feel like the pressed, I'm always like trying to get more on the, it works, but I don't know. I just want to,
I mean, this, you can really pick up a lot with the brush really easily, which is good because then you can tap it off.
But you don't want too much on, because that, like, if you put too much on, does it get like
kinky or no? I haven't really felt that just yet, but I never put too much on, because then if I get too much, I just tap it off like that, you know? So, but it really, it really does what it says it's supposed to do. And it's a good price. It's $34. Like, we don't always mention prices, but this price point, I can't not mention it. There's a lot in here.
Price, and that's a big, that's a lot. Yeah. I wonder if they have a travel size.
That would be nice.
Because I want to try it.
A travel size would be nice. Also, just because like I want to use it for touch-ups, and I'm not going to lug this thing around, but it's supposed to last 24 hours. I haven't paid too close of attention whether or not it's really holding up all day long, but I will, and I'll report back.
You'll report back. Well, I have a little, actually, like the Hourglass loose powder, like setting powder, I guess, but it's not pink. It's kind of like just translucent, I guess. And that's pretty good, but it doesn't give that blurring effect. It just kind of like makes you less shiny, and it's nice. And I have like a little, you know, travel size of it, but I wonder if I can get a travel size of that and test it out. But that looks really good on you. That's really pretty. That like combination right there, it's is like perfect.
It's like so natural. Matte where you want to be matte.
And where did you put concealer? Just under your eyes?
I always do like a little bit of concealer under my eyes, and I'm usually like a little red around here. So I do it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing lately.
I don't really have any other makeup on. So, but like if I did some blush and some highlighter, I'd be good to go.
Next one is this e.l.f.
Yeah.
We love our e.l.f. e.l.f. Lip oil. You know, we're always testing lip oils over here. I really, really love this lip oil. I've tested so many. This one was like the only one I could find, because I've been looking for it because I feel like they've like, I don't know, sold out everywhere. But I happened to see this one. This was the only color I could find. I think this color is, this one is called Honey
Talks. A little brown.
Yeah, it's like a brown beige, but it's really like barely any color. I mean, it's the good thing about this is it's like very nourishing and hydrating. Like I really noticed, you hear it. See, it doesn't really have a color, so it doesn't really matter.
No, I think it does. A little bit. It's pretty.
But it's very pretty. I've been obsessed with this because when I say it's hydrating, it is, it doesn't feel sticky at all. You know, some lip oils can get a little, they're like thin and like maybe a little bit sticky. This one is very hydrating. It almost feels like a balm, but not as thick as a balm. And it's very shiny, I feel like. It's not sticky. And it's just like that sheer tint of color. And they say on their website, a glass-like shine. So I've been doing it plain, just like, you know, without any lipstick. But then last night we went out to dinner and I had like a pretty lipstick on underneath and put this on top and it just made it shine. But it's really, really beautiful product. And it's like $8. And if they had more colors, I would get more, just like put them in all my bags, you know, because it's just like a good thing to throw on. But it just feels really good because like I'm always putting on like, well, I don't use Aquaphor as much anymore, but like my Laneige mask, which I love, like I feel like I'm always putting that on because my lips are so dry, but this really has helped with the hydration. So like, I really just need to put this on during the day instead of like doing a, some sort of balm or like whatever. So anyway, love it. Glow Reviver Lip Oil. Again, this one was called Honey Brown or something like that, but there's like a bunch of different fun colors.
I'm going to see if I can find one today at CVS. I really like it.
Yeah. Honey Tops. Honey Tops. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
And it's just, I like it too because it's small. It's just like,
yeah. And it's
anywhere,
exactly
so.
On Love. With our 2024 trends, the brown lip. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
right.
It's pretty.
Yeah. So the brown lip with the brown mascara. There you go.
That's funny. I was looking, I was on Instagram for a few minutes this morning and there was a picture of Gwyneth Paltrow at the front row fashion week in the 90s. And she was like she could have been walking down the street today with how she looked.
Really?
Yeah, like she had like the brown undertone lipstick and the eyebrows weren't overdone. And then she was wearing all black with black squared off boots that weren't chunky. It just like she looks so chic for even today because it's so spot on with the 90s coming back in trend. It's hilarious. Yeah.
So funny. Oh, by the way, in our last on our trend episode, we were talking about those two lipsticks I was trying to think of. I
you
remember
sent me
if
one.
I
right.
talked
you
about
sent
it.
Me one.
Okay. So here are the lipsticks because one was Zinc Pink, if anybody remembers. And then a friend of mine who listens to the show often, she texted me this week. She's like, yes, Zinc Pink. She's like, it's actually from the 80s. I'm like, oh yeah, you're right. So that's why you might not know Zinc Pink because you're a baby. But Zinc Pink was huge. And then the other one, she was like, I know the one you were talking about. I'm like, what was it? Frosted Brownie.
Honey, no.
Do you remember that color? It was like a brown frosty. It was so pretty. But Zinc Pink Frosted Brownie, those
what
were
was
like
the
jam.
Do you remember the brand?
In the 80s.
Frosted Brownie brand?
I think they were like Revlon
so funny
or something
if we could find
like
it,
that.
Get it today.
So funny.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's like
right,
it doesn't
sure.
even exist anymore. It's like, who knows? But it was like everyone wore those
Love
two
it.
Colors. So funny.
All right. Okay, my last one is I'm completely obsessed with this. It's insane. It works so well. It's so cheap compared to products like it on the market. And I am freaking out that I found it because I desperately needed it. So it is the Guru Nanda Signature Whitening Strips for your teeth. So wow. I have bonding on my teeth and I've had them done at different stages in life. So it's really hard to get bonding completely like perfect matching color to other bonding. So they are uneven, which I hate. It's one of my biggest insecurities. And then my teeth stain so easily. I drink too much coffee, blah, blah, blah. And they're sensitive. So the whitening strips are really hard on my teeth because it's so sensitive. So I have a hard time doing it. These are great because they are for sensitive teeth. They're enamel safe. And they're like the main ingredient is coconut oil. So yeah, it's very, very easy to use. This pack alone comes with 7 treatments. I did one this is my second order. I did it 7 days in a row. I noticed a difference on day 2. So yeah, I mean, I'll have.
Really?
It's top and bottom? They go on really easily. They do, after you've worn them for a little bit, they do start to get like, it's like, yeah. And
squishy.
It's kind of gross. Like you don't want to talk to anybody. But if you wear them for 30 minutes, they're effective. If you wear them for 60 minutes, it's like a super treatment. It speeds up. It's obviously just like works so much faster. When you first take them off, you can see like white dots on your teeth. And at first I was kind of thinking what's going on there. But by the next morning, all of my teeth were whiter. It works really, really well. And they're $10 for this box.
Wait, what are these called?
The brand is Guru Nanda, and it's their Uru Nanda. It's their signature whitening strips. And they also make like an oil pool thing, you know, oil pooling. So there's a lot of different things that the brand makes. But I mean, I can't get over that it's $10. Like a Crest whitening strips pack at CVS is much more than that. So it's 7 treatments. It works really well. And I will probably just keep buying these and keep buying them because they're effective.
That's great. Yeah. It's funny that you say that. I've been using a new brand too. I forgot the name of it. Maybe I'll talk about it next time. And I mean, I haven't been consistent. I've done it like twice, but I want to do it for a week and actually see the difference. But it's really, they're really good too for sensitive teeth. And I forget what the brand's called, but
I'm obsessed with them. Since I've been doing it so much, I do feel like the occasional zap, you know, that like that zap that you get in your teeth when you're, when it's hitting the sensitivity piece a little bit, but
yeah.
It's worth it. And then if it's like bothering me, I just take them off and I skip a day.
Or you could just do it like every other day.
I've been a little aggressive because
Did you like it?
I've been like, the color of my teeth have been driving me crazy for a long time. So I was happy I found them. Yeah.
Nice.
What's your last
one? Good one. And where did you get them?
First, I ordered through a TikTok shop and then I found them on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Yep.
Awesome.
So that's it, folks. That's all we got here today.
We just got a quickie.
Really good products. I am going to go jump on that Elf lip oil. I think it'll be great for my upcoming trip to Disney that I'm doing in a couple of days with the kiddos.
Yes. Would be good to be throwing your daily.
I need to get that. Where did you find Tweezer Man?
Almond. I mean,
Sephora.
Sephora. Yeah. And just remember, get the one that's shaped like this. So it's
okay. But remember, guys, we have links to all of these products, as we do for every Product Junkies, in our show notes on our blog. So check it out. And thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Nirvana Sisters. For more information on this episode, check out the show notes, please subscribe, and leave us a review. Also, find us on Instagram at Nirvana Sisters. If you loved what you just listened to or know someone that would, please share it and tag us. Tune in next week for a fresh new episode of Nirvana Sisters. We'll continue to watch out for all things wellness so you don't have to. Bye.